My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about what we do on our days off. So I feel like this is kind of like a trick question. By the way, my team put this title together. So Neil and I, we're going to have interesting responses to this, I think. So Neil, you go first.
Mine's actually really simple. I go play with my kids and technically kid. By the time this episode comes out, it'll probably be kids with two. And yeah, we go down slides and parks, and we literally go to a lot of parks. I remember last weekend we went through three parks in one day. Literally three parks in one day. Some kid pushed my daughter, though. I was really sad. She was just playing nicely and they're running around in this water and he pushed her. I was literally sad. I didn't cry, but I was like so close. I was like, oh, someone pushed my baby. That was the first time someone pushed her too. Because of COVID, right? She hasn't had social interaction, but she was happy and she was went to the kid. But the sad part about it was the mother saw it and didn't even care that her kid just pushed mine. And she was just like, oh, boys will be boys. And I was like, oh, that's why your kid pushes people. You need to, I'm not saying you should hit your kid, but you should tell them like, hey, don't push people, play nicely, you know, and it is what it is.
Wow. Well, everyone make sure you say congratulations to Neil, hit him on Twitter because he never engages there. Maybe he'll engage one day or Instagram. Actually, he'll engage on Instagram. So for me, days off are kind of, because I don't have kids right now. So I do like to travel to spots where I'm a little more comfortable walking around. So being in downtown LA right now, I don't try to walk around too much, but I do like being by the water, or I like being just this past week, I was in Arizona and being able to walk around freely. So I just like to walk around and think that that's, you know, those are my days off. And I like to spend time catching up and reading. So I use Pocket and I save a lot of stuff from Twitter or just save interesting readings from that other people have shared. And so I use the weekends to really catch up on those. And on the weekend, sometimes I'll do some light work as well. And then also I'll try to on Fridays where I block out my time, I'll try to meet with people from different peer groups that I'm in or just connect with someone through Zoom. And then with my other friends, every other Sunday or so, we have like a meeting on Zoom and we're just talking about, you know, rosebud thorn. So I got this from my friend, Jason Gagnard. And basically it's, you know, rose, these are kind of the things that are going really well. Bud is like a budding opportunity. Thorn is like a pain in my butt, right? And so we kind of just go through that just to catch up. And it goes a long way. I think ultimately what I'm looking for is when I'm reading or just thinking, I'm looking to enhance my thinking or enhance and shape my worldview, right? Because it's, you know, things are constantly evolving. There's a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, I do try to disconnect, but, you know, I'll probably still get in like an hour or two of work. And for me, work is just communication and following up on things. Neil, you have anything else you want to add to this? Nothing on Neil's end. So that is it for today. That's what we do on our days off. Your days off might vary. Just keep in mind, Neil's in different seasons. I'm in different seasons. Things evolve, right? It might be in a couple of years, I'm all about parks and Neil's all about doing something else, right? So you're just catching us in different seasons. We'll probably do this in another 2-3 years or so. But text us 310-349-3785. Once again, it's 310-349-3785 if you want to stay up to date on all the things we have going on. And that is it for today. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.